19.2. But the case of utilitarianism in no way shows that this path of suppressing the problem of coherence and stifling its own articulacy is the only one open to Enlightenment naturalism. Page 341. There is obviously another one, which involves taking up the challenge of making sense of one's own moral horizon. This was defined by the three life goods I enumerated above: self-responsible reason, the pursuit of happiness, and benevolence. In the deist perspective, these were related to a supporting constitutive good, the providential interlocking order. But this was becoming less and less believable, was going the way of earlier conceptions of cosmic order, and was in any case roundly rejected by naturalism. The task is obviously to articulate some alternative perspective within which these goods can make sense. Something of this has been done in the succeeding two centuries, but we see only the beginning hints of it in the period we've been